Blog Talk Radio.
Barbara Burris, amen, and we are in Bible study today, end time revelation, and we want to talk, amen, about what's true, amen. We don't want to deal with things that are not true because we are in a dilemma, amen. The World Bank warns us, amen, literally, amen, about what's going on as far as the human and the calamity. The global financial crisis could become, quote, a human and development calamity. For many poor countries, the World Bank said, urging donors, nations to spend and to speed up delivery of money they have pledged and considered giving more as far as the world is concerned and those nations. Developing countries Amen. Its main constituency faces especially serious consequences with the crisis driven more than 50 million people into extreme poverty, particularly women and children. And that was spoken about as far as Sunday, amen, and what the world, amen, Bank was talking about. Bank President Robert Zoellick said some of the poorest economy are being hit by second and third waves of the crisis. He said no one knows how long it will last or when recovery will begin. There's a widespread recognition that the world faces an unpredicted economic crisis. Poor people could suffer the most, and that we must continue to act in real time to prevent a human catastrophe, Zoellick says. Amen. The bank will respond by tapping its healthy balance sheet to increase lending up to $100 million over 3 years and launch inactive in social protection, public works, and agriculture, he said. The greatest hit, amen, in a few years from now, and I've told you, I read that so you could hear me clearly. The greatest hit that we're going to feel as far as the pressure is concerned is going to be in agriculture. We feel it in the housing. We feel it in when people get all of these foreclosures and the bank can't sell the houses, all of this stuff that's going on. We feel the impact, the effect of the world economy. What Satan is trying to do is destroy Christians in America. Amen. To bring in false religions in America and all over the world, and to cause America to allow the gays, amen, to marry, amen. This is what the Antichrist wants literally to happen. Over in Tel Aviv, Israel, it is known as the capital of gays. America is next in line as far as what they're doing as far as the gays. This is a sin and an abomination unto God and his will. Now, we as the body of Christ need to understand that in famine time, God has a way of escape for his people. And in order for us to get away from what Satan is doing in the world, we're going to have to either accept the mark of God and believe what God is saying, or we're going to end up accepting the mark of the beast because we didn't listen to instructions and we didn't believe God. Father God, I thank you right now, and I give you all the honor and all the glory for Bible study day. Amen. I ask that you would move by your spirit, open up their understanding, and give them compassion for their own livelihood and their children's livelihood. I ask you to bind up Lucifer, every trick and trap he has laid today, in Jesus' name, and send forth your will and your anointing. And we give you praise. We give you all the honor and all the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Saints, what I'm telling you is very important. I try to read it slow to you so you can see and hear what is going on in the world itself. It's not getting any better as this man, President Robert Zoellick says, amen, as far as being over the World Bank's, amen, and he's the minister over that section. It's not going to get any better. Amen. But God has given us a land of Goshen, whereas we won't, if we accept Jesus Christ and his mark, we won't have to go through what the world, the system goes through. Because I'm telling you, I had spoken to you, I think, on last week and told you how it's going to boil down to every nation being self-supportive for that nation. It's not going to be world release anymore. It's not going to be where the world will go out, America will go out, who is the greatest nation there is, and go out and be a father, a mother, a sister, a brother to other nations in order to support them, because America going to have to fend for themselves. So the government itself in America will have to take over, and it's sad to say that, in order to keep the people from doing a lot of wickedness because of starvation and world issues and war. So the government will have to take over in that essence. But as far as the Christians, we are under the kingdom of God, and God will take care of his people. He will literally provide for his people. And so I tell you again, I'm speaking slow, do not sell your land. Your land is going to be the greatest value that is. When this stuff come on the scene, these demons and all of this Antichrist and all this stuff that Satan is doing, he's not creeping in unaware, but he's creeping in to those that are not knowledgeable of the fact of the Word of God. The Word of God got to be fulfilled, saints. And what entails, God is literally telling you what Satan did from the beginning, why this world is like it is, why there's famine on the land. Famine, amen. If you look at famine on the land today, one of the reasons is, amen, if we in reference to the global economy, amen, worldwide famine is caused by a large amount of scarcity, and nations can't produce the right amount of food. Modernization technology is behind a lot of it, and each resource that the people, amen, have tried to produce is literally being what you say, it's not enough of it, amen, and it's not a balance, amen. Thank you, Jesus. We're not producing the right amount of crops that's sufficient anymore in certain parts of the world. It don't balance out the need of the people because of the overpopulation. Most third world countries are impoverished by lack of technology. Amen. A lot of people say, well, you know, technology is good, but I really don't need it. But, yes, you really need technology for what's getting ready to come on the earth realm. We need every advancement that we can have, amen, in order to be able to produce crops. That's why you get all of these scientists. These scientists are doing a good thing in the earth, amen. They're trying to find ways of growing crops that are not that you don't have to plant in the earth, in the ground. They are making certain places set aside that you can grow plants that hang up in the air, and food products are coming from those, and various other technologies that they're doing in order to save the world. And the water itself, amen, it's contaminated, and the oceans and the rivers and the lakes, amen, they have been contaminated with all kind of chemicals and all kind of various things that have entered into the earth, the waters, and caused fish to die, and various algaes and stuff like that that grow in the water to die. So technology is needed, amen. And then we have we have been behind, amen, as far as the time and the application of the methods to improve our lives. Technology in a lot of third world countries are literally they don't have the technology. It's scarce, and they don't have the means to support their own livelihood. That's why the economy is like it is, and the banking system and the monies, amen, are literally failing. We're trying to support others. There are great deficits, and it's just bad, amen. We get some of the look at what the news said, and some of the most poorest countries as far as, amen, poverty is concerned, and I'm just going to give you a few of them. Afghanistan, we fight war in Afghanistan, but yet and still we over there supplying them with finances, agriculture, all kind of scientists, and people are going over there trying to help them in order to improve their livelihood. Angola, Bangladesh, Burundi, Cambodia, Cape Verde, Central African Republic, Chad, Guyana, Ethiopia, Gambia, Haiti, just had the earthquake, Samoa, amen, Tanzania, Tonga, Syria, Leon, Solomon's Islands, Madagascar, Libya, Laos, Chad, and various other countries. They are very poor as far as taking care of themselves. So the World Banking System is trying to support, amen, and send out monetary funds to these various countries, amen, in order to help their financial crisis, amen. So we as the body of Christ, if we're going to survive, amen, we're going to have to tap into what God is saying in order to be able to make it, amen, through these hard times. Right now, we're not in them right now. Yes, the economy is bad, and it's not getting any worse. But a few years from now, it's going to be so bad until we are going to literally, amen, faint or kill ourselves or accept the mark of the beast. And we're going to subject ourselves to sin and our children as well. Citizens have the right, amen, to participate in both the legislative and the judicial functions of their particular communities. That's going to end when the Antichrist comes. There will be no more mayors of any city. This is when the Antichrist comes. There will be no more state laws. That's when the Antichrist comes. He's going to have one law, and it's going to govern the whole world. Excuse me. There will be no more franchises. There will be one world court that will extend out the laws that will govern the whole world that up under this dirty Antichrist. In order to pass any information, any kind of pertinent information as far as the government is concerned, the Antichrist is going to set up those laws, and people are literally going to have to abide by them if they don't have what God has appointed for their lives, if they don't have the mark of Jesus Christ. No freedom of choice. Amen. World travel will be limited to those that have accepted the mark of the beast. He will cause the people to receive an oath of alliance, of allegiance to him and his government, and to renounce all allegiance to their native countries. That means everybody all over the world is going to have to follow up under, amen, his government, amen, and make an oath that they will follow him, or they won't be able to survive. Amen. It's going to be a worldwide famine. It's going to be wars everywhere. It's going to be the prison system itself is going to be so corrupt, and people are going to kill themselves in prison. In order to escape the suffering and the violence that will go on in prisons, that will increase. It'll be more people in prisons than a little bit, because they're going to refuse. A lot of them not going to accept the mark of the beast, and they're going to prefer to die. Individual business will take will literally, they will be taken away, and all business will be given to the Antichrist. Like, for instance, the automobile industries and other industries, amen, will be given over to the Antichrist, and he will tell how much produce can be given to certain nations and what can be given to certain nations and various other wicked things that he's going to literally try to do. Dictatorship will be all over the world. The Antichrist will attempt to make changes in consumer demand and technology. There will be no competition concerning international trade. You know how trade is very competitive. Well, it won't be in reference to that. And the stock market, as far as that is concerned, you can look for that to literally be taken away, because the Antichrist is going to control everything. Man won't have the legal rights to buy from a certain company or vendor. They won't have that right. The Antichrist will give them who they should purchase things by and how it should be done. And like I tell you all the time, the money won't be the way that they would purchase it, because of the way the Antichrist is going to set up his system. Let's see. Public assistance. Amen. Public assistance will not exist. Welfare, health insurance, housing, food stamps, free training, free education, and all of those that used to exist, they're going to be headed up under the Antichrist. And what he's going to do, the public assistance won't be available. But those that will follow him and set the mark of the beast, they're going to end up having to go to the colleges that he want them to go to and various other things, but it won't be of a public assistance. America literally will lose as far as being a great nation if they don't buckle up and return back to God. Amen. In the economy itself, we have three major firms that are proprietorship, partnership, and corporation. And one of the things that will happen, they won't be in existence anymore because of the Antichrist. So famine is literally caused by sin. It's caused by overpopulation. Amen. And it's caused by the land itself and the bloodshed. Amen. It's getting bad, saints. Amen. I'm taking my time, amen, so that you can understand. And what I'm saying is literally, it's going to be literally up to you. And I wouldn't want my children to die and go to hell because I make the wrong decisions because of my own lust, their own desires, their own feelings. Amen. So this insolvent, the bankruptcy, amen. The money, it literally is it is becoming insolvent, unable to pay the debts, amen, for all the various companies, GMAC, and all of them affected by that. Amen. America is in debt, I told you that, with a deficit amount, it's up into the billions of dollars. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And we are constantly borrowing from other nations, amen, to go in and help other nations. And that's another thing that is really bad, amen. I told you, being with God, amen, and God giving you, amen, the land of Goshen, one of the things that he wants you to do is to be entrepreneurs. You're going to have to learn how to raise your own crop. You're going to have to learn how to employ our people that will work for you, as far as farming is concerned, and even for those that have acres or those that have little small lots, you're going to have to learn how to work and raise your own food. Amen. We will have that privilege, because God is going to keep the land, us in essence, as far as the land of Goshen. And we won't have to worry about God keeping us because he's well able to keep us. But it's better not to accept the mark of the beast. There is not but one God. Excuse me. I have sinus so bad today. And the Antichrist literally calls all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bound, to receive the mark in their right hand or forehead, and that no man might buy or sell unless he had the mark or the name of the beast. Amen. The number of the Antichrist is 666, given to him for identification through the computer system. When you pull up his number or computer, you will know his name and address. Those that receive the mark of the beast shall have no rest, day nor night. Amen. They're going to be tormented. Amen. Today, computers are used for everything. You can't get a job without a computer almost. Amen. In the future, computers will be used for buying, trading, selling, and others. No one will be allowed to leave from their homes, amen, as freely as they had been, amen, because of what the Antichrist and his system is going to set up, amen. So we know that these things are coming to pass shortly, and we as the body of Christ, amen, have not made ourselves ready. I've been giving you information. And the reason why I give it to you is because one of the things that when God says he's going to provide for you, he's already set, amen, a way, amen, of giving you favor. And this is what you have to do. You have to press into favor. You can't die. In order to be an entrepreneur, in order to be able to do, amen, the things that you literally supposed to do as far as your livelihood is concerned, you cannot doubt God. You got to believe God. Step on faith at that moment. Don't wait, don't waver, and go and do it. There are banking systems that will literally lend to people. And you say, well, how can they lend to me and the system is already messed up? God wants you to go in, tap into those resources, borrow finances. Then literally what you do with the finances, you begin to do investments. Invest in the resources, the land. Invest in various things that God tell you to invest in so that when these hard times come, if they don't come in your time, if they come in your children's time or grandchildren's time, then they will. You will leave a legacy, an inheritance, amen, so that they can obtain the things that God has blessed you with. And so it's going to be very important. And another thing, being an entrepreneur, they have grants. You can go out and get grants today and begin to establish and build up on what you your dream and vision, amen, that God has given you to go in so that you can make your livelihood. There are so many ways to be an entrepreneur that you won't have to depend upon the system, because I'm going to tell you, as far as unemployment is concerned, the monies are going to run out after a while, and then you won't be able to pull up unemployment. Social Security, I just told you about that. All of these entities, when the Antichrist come on the scene, they're not going to be. Amen. And I want to tell you that we as the body of Christ need to learn that when God says something, he's literally telling us this in order for us to be, amen, blessed. And so if we pick up in the word, amen, in Mr. Babylon, the great, the mother of harlot, the abomination of the earth, amen, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I had told you some time back about who Mr. Babylon was. And Mr. Babylon, the great, the mother of harlots and the abomination of the earth, was inspired by the Holy Spirit when I wrote this. Its purpose is to help mankind learn how and what is about to take place in Galilee, which is Palestine or Cana, the now ruined city of Megiddo at Armageddon. Megiddo is a city that is situated on the great roads which link Gaza and Damascus. It controls the principal pass through the Carmel Range, connecting the coastline plains and the plains of Esdraelon. The roads was the channel for the flow of peaceable commerce and also the route by which the armies of antiquity march, one of the most recorded and most interesting military operations of ancient times, took place in Megiddo when Thutmose, a man, the third, defeated an Asiatic coalition headed by the king of Kadesh. Deborah, amen, and Barak annihilated the armies of Sisera in battle that ranged in part by the waters of Megiddo. Judges 5 and 19. I tell you all the time to get your pens and paper ready because this information is pertinent. You're going to have to go back and review and listen to what God is saying. We are in the last times, and time is winding up for the season and purpose for God to fulfill, and he is coming back to redeem his bride. Woe unto the inhabitants of the earth that have accepted the mark of the beast. Those who do not have the mark of the beast will not be able to buy or trade on an international scale as well as a local scale. And I told you that. I'm keep on telling you. One of the things that the Antichrist will try to do is to control commerce international. Satan wants the economy to be under his control. He has placed strategic locations that will be a seat for commerce, and this location is Lebanon. That is Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and the abomination of the earth. This is where all the merchants are going to flow. Everybody that buy or sell or trade on an international scale is going to go into Lebanon. I told you about Lebanon being right by the Mediterranean Sea. I told you about Rome being, Italy, being right by the Mediterranean Sea. And I told you about Jerusalem. These are the three places, amen, as far as what the Antichrist will want, like Rome, Italy, will be for government as far as the ministry is concerned, as far as what the Muslims will believe in, their ministry, their religion, and the Antichrist, amen, a false prophet is going to set up camp there, and all over the world is going to have to accept the Muslims, the Islamic belief, because that's going to be the national religion. Christians will go underground. Bibles are going to be taken away. You're not going to be able to talk about Christianity in an open forum anymore. That's why it's good for us as the body of Christ to speak all we can and to tear down everything that Satan is trying to build, because he is a defeated foe. Over in Jerusalem is where Satan, Antichrist, will reign for a short time. But during the process of getting to that position, he's going to cause a lot of people to follow him, because he's going to be noted for wars, as being great and skillful in wars, as being one that is wise in words. A lot of his words and a lot of his knowledge is going to come from the Bible, not the Koran. He's going to use the word of God in order to deceive. And I told you he's going to try to set up a system just like Joseph did. So God say, in order to stop this wickedness before it gets started, we as the body of Christ going to have to use the wisdom of Joseph. Amen. When famine really hit and it's coming. I mean, it's really coming. But there are 7 years of plenty, and there are going to be 7 years of famine. Then after that, then, like I say, I never know the day nor the season. I can't tell you when Jesus is coming. After that occurs, then the Antichrist is going to come on the scene because of the world issues. Famine is going to bring the Antichrist forth. A war is going to bring the Antichrist forth. All kind of world issues. The nations are going to divide and become separate entities in order to survive. And when that occur, all of these issues occur, this Antichrist is going to come in with a solution. And he's going to come in telling the people he got an answer for the world situations. And he's going to use ministry. He's going to use the ministry of the Muslims to entice the people to believe that the government failed and what the government did wasn't working. So he's going to tell them that the religious belief, that Quran and all of that, is the way to serve their God. But it's a deception and it's a lie. And he's going to affect the young people, the people that don't know God, because we fail to get the word out. We fail to tell the truth about the enemy. We fail to live holy. We fail to do that which is right by God. And it's not fair to those young people and even us today. Amen. And so what he had did, he has placed a strategic location that will be the seat of commerce. Amen. And this location is Lebanon. A lot of people are saying it is Rome where the Antichrist will come. Amen. This is false. Amen. Rome is where the false prophet will reside over the religion. Rome was at one time a great seat of for the economy, but it eventually collapsed. Every nation went to Rome for trading and buying their goods. Amen. But King Solomon, during his time, amen, Lebanon of Phoenicia, amen, as the old name of it was, became the most notable for trades and sellers of the ancient world. Their travel extended throughout the Mediterranean and even into the Atlantic Ocean, and other nations competed to employ Phoenician ships and crews in their navies. Amen. Back then, in Solomon's time, there were navies. America need to take strong views on the economy and what will take place in the future. Our Commerce Department, we need to get involved in securing our Americans in a more structured way. Satan is going to impact the future economy real bad. Satan has placed into the Antichrist mind to obtain strategic locations for the reign. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And what he's about to do. Amen. And where he's going to reign is going to be from Jerusalem. Amen. That's going to be the headquarters for everything. Lebanon is going to be the headquarters for commerce. Rome, Italy, will be the headquarters for the false prophet and the Muslims' belief, the Islamic belief. And these three nations, Lebanon, it sits by the Mediterranean Sea. Now, with Jerusalem, it's not as close to the Mediterranean Sea. As for the closeness would be first Tel Aviv, Israel. It's about right by the Mediterranean Sea. And then you go inland, amen, and then you can get to Jerusalem. And then Rome, Italy, amen, it's right by the Mediterranean Sea. The Antichrist is going to use this for accessibility. During the time of war, during the time of international trade, the Mediterranean Sea, amen, is good for accessibility. And the Mediterranean Sea, amen, thank you, Jesus, has been literally, amen, a focal point as far as what Satan is concerned. And we look at the world affairs will become so bad that the people will look for someone to help them survive in hard times. Amen. The Antichrist will convince the people that he has an answer for world problems. No one will have the answer but him, as the people will be led to believe. Satan's attempt to form a one-world government with the nations defeated. He wants your resources, he wants your land, and he wants your soul. This is why I encourage those of you that own land to keep it, and those that do not own land to purchase as much as you can afford. In a few years from now, America will begin to look for other resources which have been kept back, and that lies in untouched land area. Amen. There's oil in America. And America, the government ain't telling you the whole truth about everything. There's all kind of minerals in America that can be supported. But America will go out of their region in order to purchase stuff from other nations. We're not going to be able to do that anymore. The economy is literally going to be so bad in America, amen, and all over the world. And I told you here not too long about the free market, amen, the economy, the communist market, and the mixed economy. A Satan government will want to own all rights to the economy, and that's why he set up this place in Lebanon where all commerce, international and local, will literally have to come to that that segment and begin to deal with the government, amen, and the powers that will be established in order to buy or sell on a local or international scale. Before the Antichrist makes his appearance and before Christ will reign, there must be first the falling away, and that's apostasy, meaning falling away. Then in that time and season appointed, Jesus will appear. And you can read 2 Thessalonians 2 and 1 through 17. God had held these events back for many years, for he told Daniel to write these things in a book and seal them, for it was not in his years. It was not in his time. Today we literally need to make a choice, accept the mark of the beast or accept the mark of Jesus Christ in order to survive. I'm going to tell you, you're going to need the mark of Jesus Christ, because Jesus Christ has a fail-proof financial system, a system to take care of us, amen, whereas the Antichrist will not have that. It will all collapse up under the Antichrist. God's going to have to literally send Jesus Christ, and he's going to do it, and he's going to tear up the works of the Antichrist. And it's going to be at the Battle of Armageddon, which is over in Megiddo. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Even in Hosea, he spoke literally about Jezreel. Amen. And how Jesus was going to literally defeat the enemy. Amen. In essence. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And there are other strategies, amen, that Satan is going to try to do. As far as, I told you one, the commerce department. I told you two, religion. And he's going to literally, amen, be noted for wars. And this Antichrist is going to capture many young people, because he's going to be so skillful and so, what they say, brilliant. But he's not. He's not. He's one of the stupidest things I ever seen. Anybody turn their back on God is stupid. My God. And let us look at what when King David became king over. King Hiram of Tyre sent gifts to David, and these gifts included cedar trees, carpenters, and masons, amen, materials that would be used for the building of his palace, 2 Samuel 5 and 11, and through their friendship, commerce was developed, amen, between those two nations. Now, the commerce would bring in, at that time, would bring in all kind of spices, all kind of wares, all kind of animals, all kind of various things that they would need as far as silk and all kind of various things they would need for making shoes and raiments and weaponry and stuff like that. So they were literally trading. Amen. They were trading. You would give me this, and I would give you this. But it wasn't with money. The paper money will not stand, saints. You're going to have to go into the resources that God has given us, amen, and understand how to survive off of the land. You're going to have to do it. Now, at the onset of the program, I gave you some information about the World Bank and what they say about the economy and its calamity, and how, amen, the global finances and the crisis that are coming up on the earth, and how the poor nations, amen, are being hit first, and then how the women with children, they're gonna literally suffer a lot of stuff because of what the enemy is literally doing as far as the economy is concerned. It's bad when a mother wake up in the morning and you see that over in Africa and India, Haiti's and all of these other places, where they make up in the morning and even it's now in America, over in like North Carolina, South Carolina, and Tennessee and Alabama and all of those are poor states. Well, they wake up in the morning and open up the refrigerator or the cabinet and see there's no food. And a mother stand up there and wonder, what can I feed my child? How can I help my child? And there's no help around. I'm telling you, saints, you need to turn to God. I'm telling you, it's not going to get any better. If we as the body of Christ turn to God when the economy gets so bad, those that don't have anything because of the resources, the land and stuff that we have, we'll be able to help the other Christians. We'll be able to feed and clothe people. We'll be able to share food. In the land of Goshen, all over the world, back in Joseph's time, in the land of Goshen, the land never stopped producing. The land never stopped being a blessing to Joseph and his family. I'm telling you, saints, go to God. I'm telling you, I'm begging you to go to God, repent for your sins, and turn from your evil ways, and go to God. Have a blessed day.